after that, and keep in mind at this point, like, I still had all these thoughts in my head about, like, you know, I'd been going to the Mormon church. Obviously, at this point, I wasn't going anymore. Because I was, you know, afraid. I was afraid of what everybody would think, people would find out. Obviously, these people saw, like, not just the situation that happened that I was hiding, but people saw that I was, like, making out with anybody and everybody, and that I had these, like, horrible habits. The guy that I was with, that boyfriend, I was only with him for 4 months, so that was, like, a four-month span where I wasn't making out with lots of people. But then after him and I broke up, I went back to totally the same habits where I was, you know, I'd meet a guy, I'd make out with him. You know, I'd go to the parties where everybody's drinking, and I'd make out with anybody there. And, you know, I kind of earned a reputation that, you know, like, you know, obviously the reputation that I earned was because of the things that I was choosing. So a lot of rumors went around about me that I was not just making out with these people, but everybody was saying that I was sleeping with people, which was really hurtful because I didn't want to say anything about it, because I would say, no, I'm not, no, I'm not. And then people would say, well, I heard you slept with this guy, the boyfriend, and I didn't want to say anything about it because I was keeping it all a secret. So anyway, I'm like totally stuck in all these lies, hiding so many things from everybody that I know and love, including my friends, everybody. And I got a new boyfriend, and I decided with him, like, what was the point at that point, because I wasn't a virgin anymore, so I slept with him, and that was my choice. And then after that day, looking back, I kind of feel bad for him, because he must have thought horrible things, because the next day I broke up with him and told him that I was making really bad choices and I needed to not be with anybody, because I recognized that, because I had the teachings, well, of my parents and then also of the Mormon church that, you know, these are things that you don't do. So I had decided that because I was making all these bad choices, I needed to just not be with anybody. Cause this boy that I was with, him and I were in band together, cause I was a band nerd. And, we would have to, like, I went to Antioch High School, and there's practice rooms that are like, soundproof rooms where people that are nerds can go in and practice their instruments. But me and my boyfriend would go in these rooms and make out. We wouldn't practice our instruments. So,
wow.
Anyway, that's a bad choice of words.
I'm trying not to picture.
But I mean, that's just like, that's totally, these are the habits I was in. These are the things I did. That's, you know, the kind of person that I was becoming or was. So then I broke up with him and said, you know, I'm making really bad choices. I just can't be with anybody. And, excuse me. So he was pretty upset, but, you know, he understood we were friends. And then after that, I wasn't with anybody. I didn't make out with anybody. I just kind of, like, was like, I can't, you know, I was just so, but of course I'm still lying about everything, anything and everything, because I'm addicted. So then something happens, something interesting and important happens. And that is that I worked at the store Shirtique in the Antioch Mall at the time. And I was a manager there, like a supervisor or whatever. And so this guy comes in to pick up shirts. It was Ezra. And I found out that he was an airbrush artist. And the airbrush artist that worked for us had left. And so I was totally excited because I was like, oh, we need an airbrush artist. Can I get your name and number? And so I got his name and number and gave it to my boss, and he was hired, and I was like, yeah. Ezra and I started working together, and so he started telling me about Jesus. And I was, like, at this point, like, trying to go back to the Mormon church and stuff. And